A student-led team at Illinois State University working to create a more environmentally friendly construction material just got a big boost from the U.S. EPA. The $15,000 grant comes from the EPA's People, Prosperity, and the Planet program. It funds innovative technology projects for universities across the country. GLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell talks with ISU professor Pranju Solinki and graduate student researcher Moby Singh about their project.
So here in our town, we have a place called Midwest Fiber Recycling. And you may have seen those blue bins on the campus. So you can put your glasses, cans, paper, everything go there. And it ends up at Midwest Fiber. Now there, they separate everything. And one of the things which they get is a lot of glass. Now with the glasses, what to do with glass? It's easy to recycle plastic, it's easy to recycle cans and paper, but glass, they were sending it to Chicago just for sorting and for cleaning purpose and selling it. So they were actually losing money. So a lot of those kind of facilities, they are stopping taking glass because they are losing money. So they came to us and we had a discussion. They wanted this to be used in some construction material. And that's how we came up with this idea. Let's use it for one of the construction material.
And that construction material is called flowable fill. What is that exactly?
It is a combination of cement, fly ash, sand, and water. It flows literally like water. But it has very, very low strength. So they use it for filling trenches, filling some voids, or maybe sometime for soil stabilization. It doesn't have very tight specifications, doesn't require very high strength. So we thought, let's start with this. If we are successful, then maybe we can move to more critical materials like concrete.
There is a team working on this project at Illinois State University. Who's on the team?
So this is a research project in which we have a team of students, and this is a collaborative research project. So it's not only us, not only construction management or Department of Technology, but we also have faculty members and students from Department of Health Science.
Emily, once again, I know you're a graduate student. Ken, how did you get involved in this project?
I was randomly assigned to the project. I didn't know where I was going, but I feel so grateful to my department. They gave me an opportunity to work on this project because the research we're doing is going to be useful across the world. If it's published and it's circulated across the world, it's going to change the way how the world treats glass and where the construction industry is going. So I have a business background and a technology background. This project combines both of these backgrounds, and it also does a greater good for the whole world. And helping recycle glass, which all ends up in landfill, and using it for construction and making things better. It's not just we're helping recycling glass, we're making better buildings and we're making better societies.
So I know the Environmental Protection Agency has issued a grant, the People, Prosperity, and Planet, which is also known as the P3 grant. How would the EPA grant help advance or help continue on with this project that you guys are working on?
So this project requires a lot of lab components. So this is mainly lab-based study. And we also needed students. Of course, it's a student-oriented project. So EPA is providing us some money to fund our lab accessories, some of the equipment which we needed for this study. And it's also helping us in funding some of our students who are helping us.
It's ISU Professor Pranju Solanki and graduate student researcher Moby Singh speaking with GLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell.